Yes, it's time once again for Musical Musers. We do this every Tuesday at 8:55, and it's brought to us by our good friends at Globe Life. Who's your beneficiary? Thanks to Globe Life for their continued sponsorship of our Tuesday 8:55 musical segments. They've got a site specifically for P1s, globelifep1.com. And we're taking turns. This week it is George's turn.
Job. Okay.
Come on, let's go around the horn.
All right, let's go back to November of 1968. That's when this song was released. It's an oldie.
Full released?
Fully released on the White Album by the Beatles. It's called While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I can go on.
And this has always been one of my favorite Beatles songs, certainly one of my favorite George songs. It's really cool. I've heard it covered by a lot of different people, but we'll listen to a little bit of the original here and just listen to its greatness.
See the love.
Clapton or no Clapton on this one?
Clapton. Not there, but in the solo, they double each other. And Eric Clapton did play on this. He was not given credit on the White Album originally. Maybe the new versions of it will have him getting credit. It's a great song, and it was written by George about basically how the Beatles were breaking up in front of him, and he was kind of on the outside looking in while they were doing their thing. He was just in his space playing his guitar while it gently weeps, and it's a very meaningful song, obviously, to them and the breakup of the band, and it always just struck a chord with me. It's just always one of my favorite songs. Takes me back to childhood, I guess, even when I was just discovering music. And it's been covered a number of times, as I mentioned. I've seen the Foo Fighters do it. That was really good. But recently, this was in the news, and maybe you guys have seen it.
Oh, is this the director's cut that was released?
Joe Gallen was the director and producer of the 2004 ceremony at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony. So it was Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne, Steve Winwood, Danny Harrison, the son of George Harrison, and an artist to be named here in a minute that will let you know who comes in and plays guitar. But they got together, they played this. This is when George went in 3 years after his death. And the Beatles went in 1988. They recognized George in 2004. And they did this tribute to him, and they played this song. So here's how it started out. Tom Petty with some members of the Heartbreakers and Jeff Lynne, Steve Winwood, Danny Harrison.
In 2004.
This is 2004.
What's happening?
Sound on our end, or does it sound fine to you, Jared?
Sounds fine to me.
Okay, that's on our end. Okay. And of course, Tom Petty played with George Harrison and the Traveling Wilburys, and there's Jeff Lynne there. I think he does a nice job here, too.
Is he the only one still alive?
Yeah, Tom Petty's no longer with us.
Danny Harrison's still alive.
Yeah. And the guy we're about to hear from is no longer with us either. So if you just had that, I mean, that would have been a great tribute. Obviously, they're killing it. They're knocking it out of the park. That's Jeff Lynne's guitar player who's playing the lead. And
they were superstars, but they didn't steal the show.
No. And you had Tom Petty fronting the band. So that's great. And here you have the son of George Harrison playing acoustic along with Petty. And Steve Winwood's up there as well playing keys. So you've got this all-star band. And sitting off stage and just kind of letting it come to him and just listening, basically side stage. And he had rehearsed with him just once. And when he did, Jeff Lynne's guitar player the night before when they went through rehearsal basically took all the leads, and this guitar player And the guitar player we're talking about and singer, performer, is the greatness of Prince. He said that he was a big Beatles fan, big George Harrison fan, wanted to be a part of it. But when they rehearsed it, he didn't get his part. He just kind of basically played rhythm. And Tom Petty's like, we've got Prince here. And even George Gallen, the director, pulled everyone aside and said, we kind of need to let Prince not only play a lead, but maybe have more than just, you know, an 8-bar solo here. We need to let him just go. So in walks Prince. This is about 3 minutes into the song. And I know sometimes when we listen to music, we just play like a portion of it. Let's play all of this by Prince and just listen to this for the next 3 minutes.
Can we pause it for just a second?
Sure.
So I think it's interesting here that Prince...
Or pause it there, Jer Bear.
Yeah. Back it up a little bit because I want to hear the beginning of the solo as well.
Okay.
I think it's interesting that he didn't sing.
No.
That he only came out
played
guitar. And I think a lot of even Prince fans don't really appreciate how incredible of a guitar player he is.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude can really play guitar.
Was.
And thank you, Craig.
This has been remastered, and some of the audio's been remastered, some of the levels, but the big thing is, as a director, he recut it, and in the original showing, it just you see Prince up there, and occasionally they go to him, but here in the solo, they just stay on Prince. So you get to see all of his gyrations, and one point he falls back into the audience and a guy's there to catch him as he's playing this unbelievable lead.
It's amazing. And the dude just, it's so weird because the director, when he tweeted out about this or whatever platform he released it on, he said, he was like, hey, I just finally got around to going back and recutting the whole Prince historic solo back in 2004. Thought you guys may want to see it. He like releases it as this no big deal thing. And of course, the internet goes crazy over it again, just like they did in 2004 when Prince actually did this.
And I remember when it happened, but I just don't remember it being this.
Oh, I remember it being
huge. I remember it being a thing, but wow, I didn't recognize it at the time for maybe the greatest guitar performance I've ever seen. All right, crank it, Jer. Here we go.
In this is all the gyrations and this visual performance of Prince is unbelievable because
effortless the way he plays it too. Just
he was one of those dudes who was just so in command of the instrument while he's playing it. You know, he dominated it. The same way Stevie Ray. There's a few of those guys who their body language when they play is so authoritative.
Yeah.
And of course, Prince is so Hendrix during all of this. Yeah. The way he moves is very Hendrix. And he's playing that guitar, that Hohner Mad Cat guitar. And that's what I freaked out over when I visited Paisley Park Studios when we were up there for the Super Bowl. I went out to see where Prince,
used to live.
Lived.
The elevator.
And the thing I freaked out the most on was they had behind a display case, they had that Hohner Mad Cat Tele ripoff Prince is playing in that video those awards, and that he had bought back in, I think it was like 1972, he bought that thing in a Minneapolis music shop.
Yeah, the sound he got out of that thing was just unbelievable.
And he loved that guitar. I mean, here's a guy who could have eventually bought a very expensive Telecaster, but he didn't. He still played that Tele knockoff Hohner, which they didn't make very many of them. I think there's only a couple thousand of those things even in existence. But that's what he played, and they had that thing behind the case, and I was standing 2 feet from it.
Wow.
I was so freaked out by standing near that guitar.
We should have gone with you to see that. He was wearing red, too. That was pretty unusual for Prince, not wearing purple, wearing red. And now that it's, as you mentioned, Gordo, now that it's been remastered and put out there, for the last week, people have been freaking out watching this again, including myself. I had forgotten just how great that performance was, and just an unusual collaboration, too, of Tom Petty and Prince. That's just, you don't see that every day, or we didn't see that every day a few years back. That song, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, 136th on the list of 500 greatest songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone, 7th on the 100 greatest guitar songs of all time, and number 10 on the list of the Beatles' greatest songs. I certainly put it up there, and that version of it may be the greatest version ever done of that song.
Better than the original?
Man, I don't know. That's just unbelievable.
You like While My Guitar Gently Weeps without George?
Well, his son was up there, so there's a Harrison representative. But I do love George, and I went down that rabbit hole a little bit looking at old interviews with George in the last week or so. He's been gone 20 years almost.
Yeah. Damn.
November 29th, 2001, I'll never forget. I was in Troy, Alabama on the road with North Texas and woke up, and I knew he was sick, but I didn't know that he was on, I guess a lot of the public did not know, 58 George Harrison was when he died.
Very young, died of cancer, yeah. I believe. I'm not sure what kind of cancer. Was it lung cancer?
I believe so, yeah.
And, I always have a real soft spot for George because he was the quietest of all the Beatles, and he was very spiritual.
Yeah.
And there was something very lovable about George to me.
I highly recommend, if you haven't seen it, Material World with George Harrison and
Madonna.
This was his before Madonna, and just behind the scenes of his castle that he bought, recording sessions.
I was about to say he was very humble, but then you mentioned he bought a castle.
Well, yeah, he did. It wasn't, I don't think, an actual like 500-year-old castle, but it looked like a castle. But yeah, he's a very thoughtful person, very peaceful person, and he was incredible. It's an incredible piece of music, and that rendition of it is just really worth watching. And you're right, hearing it's one thing, watching it's another thing. To see how Prince does it, to see him up there with Jeff Lynne and Tom Petty and the son of George Harrison, it's really, really cool. I'm so glad that they went back and remastered that so we could relive it again, because I'd forgotten about it.
In the initial one, and I haven't watched the full director's cut that was released a couple weeks ago, but in the initial one, they just showed Prince doing the gag where he throws his guitar up into the air and it never comes down. When he's finished playing, he just throws it up into the air and walks off the stage, and you never see what happens to the guitar.
And yet you hear it going, wah, 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 wah. Mm-hmm. You hear the reverb on it, and watch it at the end, and you tell me where that guitar goes. I can't tell if it comes back down and lands in front of the stage, or if someone is out of sight that grabs it.
And here's this historic guitar. I've never understood why those guys do that, but there are a lot of them, including Paul. I swear I've seen Paul McCartney throw his Hofner to
his stage.
Yeah, yeah. He throws it to his bass tech, who's got to catch that thing and put it down. Don't you know that bass tech
the
is
pressure.
Like, hey, Paul, could you please stop doing that gag? Because it's on me.
Yeah.
If I miss it and flub it and the famous Hofner's broken, that's my deal.
I'm the wide open receiver in the end zone in the Super Bowl.
But that Prince deal, it's one of those deals where he has a guitar guy who catches his guitar.
Yeah.
Like, this is a rehearsed move that they do, and when Prince throws his guitar, he throws it in a certain way to a certain spot, and that guy's job is to catch the thing.
They interviewed some of the guys on stage, and they said they didn't know where it went. God, it's such a great trick. All right, there you go.
Can I ask you guys a quick Prince question? Is
sure.
he the greatest guitar player who is not known as a guitar player first?
Boy, that's pretty good because, like, Brad Paisley, is he known as a guitar player? Or to most, would you consider him also one of those dudes that people now associate with him being a singer?
Yeah, I think he's a singer first.
Yeah. So he's a great one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But Prince is better, right?
I think
so. But then you got people like, and I know I'm touting a guy I love, but like Jerry Reed, people think of him as an actor.
Right.
Right.
And he was one of the most badass guitar players ever,
mm-hmm.
an innovator. Prince. Yeah, but Prince is up there because, like I said, before that show, people, like after the show, people were freaking out as if Prince had just learned how to play guitar.
Right. I didn't know he could play guitar
He had always been a great guitar player.
Yeah, he's always been shredding like that.
Like if he weren't Prince and he were just a guitar player in a band, would we look at him the way we looked at Eddie Van Halen?
Yeah, as a god. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, sometimes you need to be reminded how great people were while they were here, whether they wrote a great song or played their version of a great song. All right, up next, Gordo's Corner.
I'll remind you of how great I am next.
Oh, boy.